The story of climate change reshaping our natural environment is well known, but the warming planet also has dramatic impacts on human health in Alaska and around the world. Health experts in the state addressed the topic at a forum last night in Anchorage, sponsored by the National Wildlife Federation. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Mike Brubaker has spent a lot of time studying climate change effects on health in the Northwest Alaska community of Point Hope. He co-directs the Center for Climate and Health at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Point Hope gets its fresh water supply from a lake 7 miles from town. During the summer months, the water is filtered and pumped to a giant storage tank. But Brubaker says in 2007, the number of days hotter than 46 degrees spiked.
Is that a tipping point? Well, we think so. We think that this is changing the ecology of the lake. And when we went and sat down with the water operators in Point Hope and looked at their logbook and then graphed the number of times that they had to change their water filters from a normal amount of maybe 3 or 4 times to what was actually happening in 2007 and 2008, where they were actually changing water filters up to almost 50 times every 24 hours.
The water operators think mosquito larvae are causing the problem. It's a financial strain on the community with increased labor hours. And it's not the only climate-related health issue the village is dealing with. Point Hope is a whaling community that relies on underground freezers to store the massive quantities of meat for year-round consumption.
Inside these traditional ice cellars, the temperature is below freezing all through the year. That was the situation until about 10 years ago when things started to change. And now there is not a single food seller in Point Hope that is still frozen in the summertime.
Brubaker says water now seeps into the underground storage units. He says for much of the year, they function more like refrigerators rather than freezers.
Inadequate storage condition is resulting in spoiled meat and blubber and maybe increasing the risk for foodborne illness. And the reports we got from some of the clinical staff in Point Hope that they were seeing increases in the spring of people who were hungry, especially elderly, and people in cases of anemia. They didn't know why, but this is the response they gave us. This is what they were curious about when we started talking about food insecurity in these food cellars.
The warming climate has also contributed to a surge in insect populations in Alaska. Dr. Jeffrey DeMaine is director of the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Alaska. He points to the alarming yellow jacket outbreak in Fairbanks in 2006 as an example.
In fact, it was estimated there was a tenfold increase, and this was by a biologist. In fact, with just 3 little soda bottle nests, he captured almost 4,000 yellow jackets in his yard. So during this time, there was a lot of sporting events canceled. I mean, people were being stung. This was a big problem. In addition to that, for the first time, we had 2 deaths within 4 weeks of each other as a result of yellow jacket stings.
Dr. DeMaine and other researchers studied sting events across Alaska and found the number of referrals to his clinic increased along with the temperatures. Dr. DeMaine says he's not a climate scientist, but it's important for medical professionals to consider how the environment can impact their patients. In Anchorage, with help from Kristen Spack, I'm Annie Feit.